are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great, say Brooke, great are you, Lord. Say great are you, Lord. Say great. Great are you, Lord. Say you give life. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great, great are you, Lord. It's your breath that's in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Come on, let's exalt the Lord today. Let's praise his name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and I will exalt your name forever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of his praise. Of greatness no one can fathom. Hallelujah. You give life. You give hope. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Say great, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Hallelujah. 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 It's your breath. It's your breath in our lungs. Hallelujah. It's the air I breathe. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Lift your hands up and say, this is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Come on and say, this is the air that I breathe. Hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Oh, yeah. This is the air I breathe. It's your holy presence living in me, and I am desperate for you. In your quiet time, you need to be saying this, and I I'm lost without you. Hallelujah. This is my daily bread. Oh, yeah. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands up and say, I'm lost without you, and I'm so desperate for you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm lost without you. Hallelujah. Glory. This is the air I breathe. Hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Oh, yeah. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Is your daily word spoken to me, and I'm lost without you. And I'm lost without you. Hallelujah. Let the rain, let it rain, y'all. Open up the floodgates this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up the floodgates of heaven this morning. Let it rain. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Do you feel the rain? Hallelujah. I said, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. I feel the rain. Hallelujah. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Hallelujah. Come on and say open. I said open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Thank you, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Just say, I thank you for the rain this morning. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the rain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Minister Roslyn, for your time of worship and song. I'd like to thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the website as well as the speakers' bios. Our theme for the year is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Brenda did, a psalmist, such as Minister Roslyn did, a host, such as myself, or to share a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. What brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The Morning Motivational Call, the MMC, is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294617#. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294617#. To avoid any charges, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday, and we will be hosted by our president, our executive president, Candia Mosley. Now, let me tell you three things about our speaker who is coming before us today. The person bringing the word today is our Minister Robin B. Wilson. She is a devoted servant of God, a daughter, sister, mentor, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus no matter what has happened, will happen, or is happening now in your life. She serves as an elder at Epic Church International, formerly Faith Fellowship Ministries, under the leadership of Pastors John and Ilana Wagner. I am going to pray, and then the next voice that you hear will be that of our anointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Robin. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you first and foremost, Lord, for allowing us to see another day, Lord. And as your speaker, as your minister of the gospel comes forth, Lord, we ask you to bless her, Lord, to anoint her, Lord, so that her words may go forth and that our ears may be open to hear what she has for us this day from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in our lives, and we thank you, Lord, for being Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Minister Roslyn.
Yes, good morning. God bless you. Can you hear me, Minister Janice?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
Thank you.
Take it away.
Thank you. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning to each one of you today. And I want to say thank you to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for greeting. Thank you, Minister Janice, for that warm introduction. And thank you to our psalmist, Minister Roslyn, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And to the women who I love, who I cherish, who I thank God for, Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa, I say thank you to you for trusting me, for loving me, for teaching me, for correcting me, for just being in my life, because it was not an accident, and it truly is because of our King. So again, thank you so much. I love both of you so, so much. Well, TMC family, I'm not going to be long before you, but I just wanted to share with you some of the things that the Lord had put on my heart, and I always say, Father, teach me or show me what you want me to say to your people. So today, my topic is leadership principles that I learned and I am learning from David. There's many scriptures, and of course I will not be able to go over all of them, but I will give them to you as a reference. And you know what we do best, get in the Word and take a look at it and let the Lord speak to you and illuminate you and give you revelation knowledge of what he's saying as it pertains to you. I love David. He is one of my favorite people in the Word that God speaks about, and also him writing so many of the Psalms. And when it comes to leadership, I'm like, okay, Lord, all right, where are you taking me with this? And one of the things that I always think about and what God brings back to my remembrance more than once is that David, and this was found in 1 Samuel, verse 13 through 14, David was a man after God's own heart. And I always ask God, what did you mean by that, Father? Talk to me, tell me, teach me, show me. What does that mean? What did he do? Why did you say that about him? David made sure that he put God first in everything that he did. Now, he wasn't perfect, because I know I'm not. He was well known in the Word. He was guided by God. He obeyed him. And he was able to lead a nation, the nation of Israel. And he did it with success. And when you look at all the things that occurred in this man's life, God used him. And God made that statement. I mean, to me, that is just so powerful. His heart was pointed to God no matter what. So when I study and when I see that in the Word and when I hear that in my spirit, he was a man after my own heart, not after anybody else's heart, not trying to please the world, but God's heart. So as a leader, we have to make sure that our heart is pointed to God. We have to make sure that our heart is not torn between
the world, things, and what God is saying, there can't be any of that. It has to be pure thinking and focusing only on God. And that's how David was. He did what God told him to do. And if you go to 1 Samuel 17, verses 34-36, he was so persistent. David, here he is, minding his business, taking care of his father's sheep and his goats. He wasn't into what's going on with this one and what did this one say. He wasn't gossiping back and forth. He wasn't in all of that tension that may be around him. He was taking care of sheep and goats. And then there was a lion and there was a bear. And they were trying to come and steal the lamb out of the flock. And he was like, oh, no, no, no. And he was saying, I went after that cub. I rescued that lamb out of its mouth. Now, that's bold. That's confident. And he said, if that animal tried to turn on me, and, of course, I'm paraphrasing. You have to read it. He said, I'll catch it by the jaw, and I'm going to club that joker to death. Now, that man, he knew his God. He knew that the strength that he would have to do this would be coming from his God. He said, look, I did this to the lion. I did this to some bears. And I'll do that to that Philistine, that pagan. Because how dare he defile the army of the living God? I hear you, David. How dare that uncircumcised Philistine think he's going to come here like he got something on me? Oh, no. We are children of the Most High God. We have that confidence. We have that faith. And that's what leaders have. They have faith. Their heart is pointed to God. They have that confidence knowing that God is with them. Who can be against them? So that's the first thing. He knew where his ability was. He looked at some of those past experiences, and he was like, oh, please, this is just a little fleeting moment. I killed them, and I'm definitely going to kill that Philistine. Don't even be concerned about it. So, again, having that confidence, making sure that he was pointing to God. In 1 Samuel, I'm sorry, in Acts 13:22, it's also mentioned, and when Saul was removed, okay, Saul messed up, it could have been for him, but no, he got off the path. He strayed away. So Samuel said, and when he had removed him, God raised up for the people David as a king, and to whom he also gave testimony, meaning God gave testimony again in the word. And he said he gave testimony that I have found David, the son of Jesse. Jesse was his dad, a man again after his own heart. And why was he a man after God's own heart? I said, Lord, why? Who will do all my will? Not just a little bit of God's will, not just his will maybe on Monday and Tuesday, but I'm going to do my own thing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and maybe I'll come back and do his will on Sunday. No, God said, who will do all my will? So David, he was a cut above all the rest. He loved God. He focused on God. He repented. He repented all the time. Leaders have to know their place. Leaders have to have that confidence. Leaders have to know and trust God no matter what it looks like. And that's what he did. He was fully persuaded. Are you? That's Selah. take that moment and think about it. Are you fully persuaded? And when I ask you these questions, I ask myself first, because the Lord said, Robin, are you? Yes, I am, Lord. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect, but we love you. And we want our heart to be focused and pointed to you. And we want you to know that we will do all, not part, not semi, not sometimes, but all of your will, Lord. So again, knowing that God is with you, knowing that he rescues you, knowing if he did it once, he said he'll do it again because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will do it. And we also can look at David and we can be that man and woman after God's own heart. We can be that leader as we are teaching others. We can let them know that you have to have that faith and that confidence and that assurance knowing that God has you. He didn't look at, oh my gosh, this is a giant. This man is humongous. He didn't look at all the things that had occurred. He didn't even listen to all the fear that was probably around him, you know, saying, I don't know about this one. He was so confident, he didn't even want Saul's armor and his outfit. He didn't want any of that. He knew that his God had him. He knew that he could do all things through Christ that strengthened him. How much more should we know that, knowing that we have the anointed one in his anointing? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So we don't even have to be fearful. All we have to do is have that confidence, that ability, knowing that God is the one that began this work in us, and he's going to ensure that it is completed. So that is a great principle, that confidence, knowing that you can do it. Leaders persevere. Leaders know how to stand. There are times and there are situations when all you can do is stand. He tells us, having done all, what are you supposed to do? Be still and know that he is God. Be still and say, it is well with my soul. Why is it well? Because the Lord told me so. I may not see it right then and there, but I know my God is a man that can't lie. He made a promise. He said that he had a plan that was good for us, a plan with a future, with hope, with an expected end. So we, as leaders, we know how to stand. We know how to push through. You may get a report from a doctor, from your job, from your family, or whatever the circumstance may be, your business, but we will persevere. We will push through knowing that it is well, knowing that we are running this race and we're going to finish it, and we're going to finish it victoriously. That's what he told us, and we can and we will do that. So don't be moved. When he saw that lion, when he saw that bear, he wasn't moved. He was like, oh, no, no, you are not taking this lamb. This belonged to my family. He said to Goliath, oh, no, you pagan, how dare you? I tell that enemy who's under my feet, and I refuse to have a conversation with him. How dare you, you uncircumcised devil? Oh, no, I'm victorious in Christ Jesus. So we stand, we speak the word, and we move with confidence, knowing that God is in charge, that God is the one that has us, that God said we are victorious. And as I always say to my girls,
We read the back of the book. We win. Jesus defeated the enemy. He took the keys away from him. You win. And as a leader, these are the things that we stand on. And these are the things that we continue to share and impart with others. And these are the things that we tell people in this world and what's going on. We speak to those mountains and we command them to bow, to be removed, to be cast back wherever they came from. So that's just a couple of principles, and I'll just continue with that. But as a leader, we have that confidence. We persevere. We know how to stand, and we know how to push through because our heart is pointed to God, and he wants people who will do all, not some, but all of his will, and that is us. In the mighty name of Jesus, back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that timely word about leadership and its principles, reminding us of who we are and how we represent God. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to pray over our prayer requests. I'd like to pray first for those people that are going through sickness and who are waiting for the word of the Lord to heal them. Lord, we thank you for the Minister Keisha's husband, Mark, Lord, and for also for Pastor Everett and his sister Jerry and for Kenneth, who's doing much better, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for showing up and healing your people who need you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, also for being there in the hour of grief for those that were experiencing grief. We thank you for it, and we ask you to continue to hold up the Wilson family, Lord, and the Tankston family as they go through their experience with grief, Lord. We thank you for the protection that you have given your senior citizens as they reside in places that are there for their benefit, their senior centers, their assisted living places, Lord. We ask that you go in and that you would strengthen them and that you also will give the spirit of kindness to all that are there that take care of them, Lord, so that they will understand that they have the privilege and the honor of taking care of your people, Lord, and that is awesome responsibility. We thank you, Lord, also for the TMC family and the fact that this is Women's Month, and we thank you for the strength that we show as women of God and that we continue to walk in the path that you have given us as such. Lord, we thank you most of all for our speaker and the virtue that she poured out into us, Lord. We ask you that you continue to pour back into her the virtue that she has poured into us, Lord. We thank you for the coming against that spirit of suicide that seems to be attacking our young people, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for renewing their minds and for giving them a heart of courage, Lord, and for giving them peace that passes all understanding and understanding that in you they can find that peace, Lord, and that if they stand firmly in your word, that things that appear as one way or not that way, Lord, but are there for their benefit and then for your glory and for your honor. We also pray, Lord, for the peace and the love and the care of the people that are experiencing war in the Ukraine and that you will go in, Lord, and swiftly bring an end to the violence that is going on there, Lord. As you say in your word in Ezekiel, so that they may know that you are God, Lord. Let the world know that you are God. And thank you, Lord. We thank you also, Lord, for this time that we experience daily, Lord, where we get to feast on you and start our day in the right manner with you in the forefront, Lord. We thank you for this. And we thank you most of all, Lord, because as I said, you are Lord, and we thank you. Thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. I'd also remind you that, to remind you again of the morning motivational call. It is Presidential Tuesday, and our hostess will be none other than our Shiro, Manager Artemis Wicker, and she will be joined by our speaker, which will be Manager Eloise Scott. And once again, that number where you could hear the join this call is 712-432-1085. The number you could hear this call is 667-770-1525. And I know that you are going to want to go back and hear this marvelous message from this morning. And to hear the playback of that call, you need to dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. Again, to hear the playback, dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. So I say again, thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Yes, dear Father, we love you. And Lord, the prayer for today for me and for your children, we're running toward you, Father. We're not turning back. We are persevering. We will seek you, focus on you, follow you, and be still and wait on you. We choose to finish our course, this race. And as it was said earlier today in worship, we are desperate for you. We are lost without you, Lord. We want to do all of your will. And we thank you for guidance, for leadership, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have an awesome day serving our King, being that light in the darkness. Bye-bye.